Ryan Pace, hats off for that pick. Because there was a lot of a knock on the young man saying he couldn't hit coming into the NFL. And what we've been seeing is he's not afraid to get down there and stick his nose in there and make a play.
It's the future!
Down and distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jared Payton. You're listening to Down and Distance on WGNRadio.com. My co-host Sean Davis is out, so I'll be holding it down solo. Super excited. A lot of stuff going on. The holidays are here. My wife and I are expecting our second little one. So another Payton will be joining this universe in April. So just, you know, receiving gifts and expecting great things and expecting to be around family is what the holidays are all about. And I really started to think as I broke it down in my head of, you know, kind of what to talk about. And it's kind of pretty similar to the Chicago Bears and how my feelings were towards the Bears coming into this season. You know, you look at the last regime and with Mark Trestman and Phil Emery, and there was a lot of things that were just bad and just wrong with everything that went down. To now, this new regime with John Fox and Ryan Pace and just the different pieces that they brought around to this organization, you knew that there was going to be bright spots. You knew that things would get better. But I don't know if you probably thought that the turnaround or just the building of something special would come so fast. And, you know, my expectations of coming into this season were, don't have too high of expectations for this ball club. Because as a fan, and I think as fans, we look at our favorite teams and we want to follow them, and we always, you know, you come into the season, you're 0-0 and everything's great and we have a chance to win a championship. And then when your team does bad, it kind of hurts your heart and you go down the dumps and everything around you starts to be just falling apart. Well, that's how I didn't want to feel with this Bears team. I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not saying that we're going to the playoffs. I'm not saying that this is going to be, we're going to have double-digit wins. All I wanted to see was an improvement from the last regime, and especially last year. Because last year took my heart out. I mean, I was depressed. Because not only do you follow the team, now I also cover the team. And so last year, certain games, the Patriot game and then the Packer game from last year, and watching my favorite team just be bad. And for all the years that I've been a Bears fan and watching the Bears, it's something that I wasn't accustomed to. And now I come into this year and I started to see that there is something to having a great coach. And there is something about having some type of mentality or just an identity as a football team that can carry you a long way as you try to build to something great. You look at the Bears now and where they sit. I mean, they just came off of the best win so far as a team collectively against their arch rival, a team from Wisconsin. I'm not going to mention their name. Can't do it. It hurts too much. But a huge win. I mean, I had a smile on my face. I got done stuffing my face with turkey and a lot of stuffing and then had some apple pie. And I'm like, man, this is what it's all about. This is what I wanted to see. And now there's this opportunity for this team, if they can keep winning, to maybe find their way and squeak into the playoff picture. I mean, there's chances. According to a simulation tool built by the New York Times, Chicago has a 90% chance of making the playoffs if they win all five of their remaining games. So that starts with this weekend. The best part about it, when you look at the schedule heading down to the end of the season, it favors the Bears. This weekend, you got the 49ers coming to town, 3-8 on the season. You can win that game. The Redskins, It's a toss-up. You know, the Redskins have been it really – they got something going. They're feeling something, but they don't have a running game. And so that's one of the things that I think really favors towards the Bears. Now, December 20th in Minnesota is going to be a tough game. Minnesota's defense, a lot better. You look at Teddy Bridgewater and what Adrian Peterson is doing. That's going to be a tough one. I get it. But I think it's a winnable game. The Buccaneers, Lovie Smith, December 27th. It's another game I think the Bears can win. And I think it's kind of another toss-up with the Lions. The Lions, as of late, playing better. Matthew Stafford throwing the ball. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, looks like he's back to his old form. But I feel like there's something special here. Now, some people are buying into the whole playoff deal. I said it in my presser from this past week that, you know, I'm not really looking to the playoffs. I just want this team to every single week keep getting better. And I think a lot of this comes from, you can give credit to a lot of different people, but defensively, this Bears team has gotten better. I mean, from a no-name defense, for Vic Fangio to come into this Bears organization and have parts from a 4-3 and have to mix it together where you have guys like Lamar Houston and Willie Young and Jared Allen who used to be here. I mean, it was like, how is he going to do this? And they figured out a way. They figured out a way. You look at that game against the Packers and what happened at the end, going down in the fourth quarter at the end of the game, the Bears defense made those stops to win the game. Hats off to them. I really, really, really like watching Tracy Porter play. I talked about Pernell McPhee being a guy that was going to be a household name, and the way that he's played this season, been nicked up here and there. I think Bears fans have really enjoyed watching him play. But then you look at what Tracy Porter has done. He has become a household name here in Chicago. And you gotta love that. This Bears team is figuring out ways to win. Can they win all the remaining five games? I'm not sure. But you have to give credit to see what this team has done the last couple of weeks. Even in the losses. I mean, we're looking at losses where I know the combined total of the last couple losses, under 10 points? This team can do something. It's going to take Alshon Jeffrey staying healthy, being able to play in games. It's going to be a combination of Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford running the football. Adam Gase has done a great job of figuring out how to be balanced on offense. Not too heavy on the pass, not too heavy on the run, but not being afraid to stick with the run when they need it. Now you have two backs that are in the game that could be very, very serviceable and that can run the football. It's going to take other guys, especially on that offense, to be able to step up. Zach Miller has been a great addition. We saw that last year in the preseason before the injury. He was a guy that could, you know, be a matchup problem on the offensive side against linebackers and safeties coming down. Defensively, young guys getting a lot of playing time. Hats off to Adrian Amos. He's going to get better. The more that he gets on the field, the more that he gets reps, he's going to get better. Ryan Pace, hats off for that pick. Because there was a lot of a knock on the young man saying he couldn't hit coming into the NFL. And what we've been seeing is he's not afraid to get down there and stick his nose in there and make a play. John Fox wants to talk about that this team's not rebuilding, but they're building. If they keep winning and they find a way to get 9 wins, 10 wins. Say they don't make the playoffs. To me, I'm still going to be happy about this season because my vision is for the future. I've said this before. It's going to be a 2-3 year process that Bear fans are going to have to endure and stick behind this ball club and this franchise. They have something brewing. I think now to have the expectations for the playoffs, it'd be nice. I think my expectations are more long-term. Can they do something? Can they keep building on what they have and the mentality that they have inside that locker room at House Hall? Can they figure out a way to keep building on that? Because you can see it in the play. The players believe in what John Fox is all about. the expectations from their leader, it's all coming together. And when you believe in somebody, you believe in something, you'll do whatever it takes to make sure you finish all the way to the end. Hats off to this Bears team. They haven't quit. We saw it last year. They haven't quit. But their expectations now, and which is great to see, is that they expect to win every single time they walk out on the field. I can't ask more than that. It's Down the Distance, Jared Payton, WGNRadio.com. Hit me up on Twitter, at Payton Sun, P-A-Y-T-O-N-S-U-N. Appreciate it. I was here, now I'm gone. Peace.